USA News. I'm Dave Collins. There is quite a bit of anticipation on how the Supreme Court will rule on an abortion drug. Skip Kelly has the details.
The decision on the commonly used abortion pill should be ready before the end of the day, according to the High Court. It is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. Justice Samuel Alito issued the temporary stay on Wednesday, ensuring that mifepristone would remain widely available while the Supreme Court decides whether to grant a formal stay. The drug was originally approved by the FDA in 2000 and has been used by over 5 million women since. I'm Skip Kelly.
Wall Street is closing slightly higher to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 22 points to 33,808. The S&P 500 added 3 points to 4133. The NASDAQ rose 12 points to 12,072. Millions of Americans are under the threat of severe weather today. A weather system stretching into the south, midwest, and northeast is affecting over 15 million people. Upper Texas and lower Mississippi Valley could see severe thunderstorms with isolated tornadoes and large hail.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Even at the age of 97, Dick Van Dyke is still finding new things to accomplish. The legendary comedian actor will make his soap opera debut with a guest appearance on Peacock's Days of Our Lives. Van Dyke told Access Hollywood he will play a man with amnesia in an upcoming episode of the long-running soap opera. The families of the 61 people who died in the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting are finally getting payouts from their shooter's estate. The man had $1.3 million in assets. Each family will get nearly $20,000 after a judge approved the payments. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Alec Baldwin is giving thanks after manslaughter charges against him were dropped related to the deadly shooting on the set of his movie Rust. On Instagram, the actor posted a photo of himself with his wife with the words, "I owe everything I have to this woman." He also wrote, "And to you, Luke," referring to his attorney. Conservative radio host Larry Elder says he's running for president in 2024. Elder joins a growing list of candidates looking for the GOP nomination. On Twitter Thursday, Elder claimed that America is in decline, but vowed that this decline is not inevitable. The Oakland A's are bolting to Sin City. Oakland City Mayor Tao is accusing the franchise of blindsiding the city in the middle of their negotiations.
Oakland is not interested in being used as leverage in the A's negotiations with Las Vegas. And it is disrespectful to our residents and our fans to string the city along this way.
The team is purchasing land near the Las Vegas Strip and plan on building a major league ballpark. The Athletics president said the team hopes to break ground on the $1.5 billion project by next year and move to their new home in Sin City by 2027. Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Collection sites for unneeded prescriptions will be available all across the U.S. Dave Collins, USA News.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.